Americans love prohibitions rather than investments. That's tragic because prohibitions often work poorly while investments pay off. Antipathy toward investments grew in the backlash to the civil rights movement. Politicians used crime as a wedge issue, and the riots facilitated their strategy. While liberals talked about the causes of crime and the things we could do to deal with it, conservatives had no patience for what they called coddling criminals. In the 60s, we still invested in prevention, after-school activities, and treatment. But the war on drugs substituted a focus on condemnation and mass incarceration. Prohibitions were in, and expenditures became waste. We're turning back now because we've discovered it's expensive to warehouse people. Reagan generalized, telling America that government is the problem. His attack was designed to end the war on poverty that President Johnson inaugurated. The war on taxes was a way to kill otherwise popular programs. Reagan's successors were trapped by the effectiveness of his anti-government and anti-expenditure rhetoric. George H.W. Bush, forced into assuring the American public that he would not raise taxes, told the public, "Read my lips, no new taxes." Prevailing anti-expenditure sentiment forced President Clinton to reduce relatively successful federal programs, and George W. Bush continued the same theme, telling people repeatedly that you can use your money better. Politicians are saddled with the curse of being part of a system of government the people came to despise. Revelations of the damage done by campaign funding deepened that feeling and curdled reactions to the one method of campaign funding that would not lead to more corruption: public funding of political campaigns. Public funding of presidential election campaigns through small federal tax credits came about partly in reaction to Watergate, but support for the program has declined steadily since. Americans have not always been as hostile to government as they are now. Responsible and effective government were this country's major contribution to civilization, coming out of the 1776 to 1783 revolutionary struggle and the birth of the Constitution in 1787. From the Eisenhower administration, when people were first polled about confidence in government, and well into the 60s, three-quarters of the American public trusted government most of the time. Only 25% of the public do now. But now, Americans have decided that government and politicians are bad. People don't want to give politicians anything, except for funding police and the armed services. Making public funding possible is intertwined with these larger questions of whether government can be trusted with anything. President Obama and Secretary Clinton have been talking about smart investment. The public has little patience for failure, even though success, public or private, usually follows failed experiments. So the future of public funding is linked to changing attitudes about government, politicians, and the possibility that they can make smart investments. Many things could be done better and ultimately more cheaply if we were willing to invest.